Well, we've been looking for a player that can play in that right-sided role for a couple of months now. Someone that could come in with the industry and the skillful attributes that improve us. And we asked about Laurie Wilson as far back as when we played Charlton at home earlier in the season. And Bob Peters said he'd get back to me, and I'm still waiting on Bob Peters get back to me. But
That might be waiting a while.
But we've, you know, Charlton Football Club have been terrific, really. We made a move before the weekend. We tried to get it done in time to travel down to Forest, but we just couldn't get it done in time. So we've known for a few days that, you know, he's in the door. So he can play right back, right side midfield, centre midfield, right side of centre back. But he's predominantly a right side of midfield player.
What does it say though about Jack Hunt? Is it related at all? I mean, does this suggest that he's not going to be fit?
You know, Jack Hunt's got a chance of being fit tomorrow. If he is, then we'll have a look at our team. But I'm really at the hands of the medical team with Dennis, etc. But they've done a great job, and so has Jack. He's been in probably longer than the Watts cap every day to give himself a chance, and he leaves here today with a chance.
Is this with a view to maybe having talks in the summer about a permanent deal?
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful opportunity for a player to look at a football club and a football club to look at a player. And you know, I've known Laurie since back in his non-league days at Stevenage, etc. He got a very deserved move to Charlton and was sensational under Chris Poulder. But yeah, we've got the option to do something further, and that option is on Laurie, of course, and on ourselves.
He's featured quite a lot. I think he's made 27 appearances this year, so he's been involved for them, hasn't he?
Well, he's a good player. I think if you go and speak to the, you know, you take all sorts of references up, don't you? The first reference you take up is your eyes when you go and watch him, and then you have various people reporting on him. But, you know, we were down to Charlton not so long ago, and a couple of players that are on the playing staff down there who I know very well, and they spoke in absolute glowing terms and surprised that he's not in every week for them, although he's played a part most weeks. So we were delighted, but Charlton are moving in a different direction. I'm not really privy to their business, and I'm not interested in their business. So we were just delighted when the manager said yes.
Let's move on to the game then. Thinking back to the last time you played them at the New York Stadium and the way that you played in that match, what did you do to Sheffield Wednesday that night?
Well, I remember it was a fantastic game, and we played really, really well, and I think we dominated for long spells. But we don't kid ourselves. That was a big result for us against I have to say it, they're a great football club with, and I'm going to use my word properly here, we are great support. I'm not going to use the other word. They've got a great support, and you know, their many expectations are now beyond them given the new ownership, etc. But we do remember that night. It was a great win for us. It re-established in everyone's mind that we were a serious contender to get out of League One when we could go and beat the likes of Sheffield Wednesday. So from that point of view, it gave us great encouragement this season, but we'll have absolutely zilch bearing on what happens at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Do you think they were intimidated that night?
Well, I don't think I got off my bench many times. So no, I don't think they were. I just think they got us on a good night. We had a lot of dominant performances. I think our midfield four that night of Agard, O'Connor, Fricklington and Pringle were very, very good, you know. And for obvious reasons, you know, Kieran goes off and for a large transfer fee and coming out of contract, and then, you know, the rest of it were outstanding, as were our strikers. So we just need to make sure that we've got the same focus and application for a derby match, because derby matches is never about form getting into them. It's never about where you are, as we showed last season, being a league below. It's about on the day.
When I look back to that team that played that night, I think there's only Morgan, Pringle and Frecklington who are available to you for this game that started that match. Can this new team over 18 months later, can they match the level of intensity that you showed on that night?
Well, you'll never know until it happens, but there is absolutely no question or doubt that we are a much better team than what we were then, 18 months ago. You can always have individual matches where your team peaks. I think we peaked on that particular night, and we were probably as good a performance as we had in the season. But there is no doubt that in the key areas of the team, we are significantly stronger tomorrow. But I would also argue that when you look at the quality in the Sheffield Wednesday team, they've got a Premiership class goalkeeper. They've got young Tom Lees, who made a turn to the Premier League. He's got every attribute to do that. They've got the boy Hutchinson, who's had many years at Chelsea, and they've got the star of the team in the boy McGugan, who I absolutely love. I love him as a player. He's got all the talents in the world, and they've got the big 6'8" Nayu, whatever he is, and either Stevie May or little Chrissy Maguire, who's, I think, has had a great season for them off him. So, and I've not even mentioned the boy Magoma and the boy Alana on the left, except to quick. So they're a good team. They need no introduction as to why they're in the well established in the top half of the table. And one time, is Stuart talking about the playoffs? And if I'd have been him, I'd have been doing the same.
Do you know when the last time Rotherham beat Sheffield Wednesday at home in the league, Steve?
No, I don't know. All I know is that we have an opportunity to do that tomorrow.
39 years to this day, exactly.
Well, I think I was born around about then, so I don't know if it's around my birthday, you know. Listen, our supporters will turn up and it's a sellout. The atmosphere will be, at both ends of the ground will be special. We want a derby to be remembered for football tomorrow, like we've said in every other derby we play. Points are at a premium for us, but they'll be at a premium for Stuart Gray and his staff and everyone at Sheffield Wednesday, because they've got a new ownership there, and what comes with new ownership is new ideas, new ambitions, new expectations, and what we're to believe, maybe around £50 million investment in the summer coming. So there is a lot riding on the game.
When you speak to Rotherham United supporters, they say that the one game they want to win is Sheffield Wednesday more than any other. Why do you think Rotherham United supporters enjoy beating Wednesday so much?
I think because it's a derby. I think the same Rotherham United supporters would certainly be very appreciative to not only Sheffield Wednesday, but even possibly to a larger extent Sheffield United in the days before Tony Stewart, when it needed, you know, buckets going around the ground and collections, and you know, the supporters of those two clubs dug deep at times to help a football club survive. And when you take away the real desire and line inside you as an individual, as a supporter, to win a football match, you'll never forget that those clubs were there to help. So, but it's a local derby. To me, it's Celtic Rangers. To me, it's the big game that our supporters should look forward to when the calendar comes out at home to who we play. And what comes with that is an opportunity to probably get 50% of the points of what we need to be in this league next season.
How many people come up to you, Steve, and talk about the 2-1 at the New York, or some of the other 2-1 victories, the two at Hillsborough under Ronnie Moore? How often does that get brought up to you?
Well, when I see Big Ronnie around the town, he tells me all the time. He tells me about his fingers. Listen, people often speak about them because they're great days, aren't they? And they're also great days because it's not only a local rival you're beating, perhaps, but it's a big local rival you're beating. You're beating a club that I had a radio pundit say this week that perhaps Sheffield Wednesday are a top six in the Premiership. And at the same time, when I was shaking my head and then I started counting, and they possibly are. So that's how big our challenge is.
You were linked heavily with the job. I think we talked about this ahead of the last game. Sometimes a manager and a club, it almost seems there is some destiny there. Do you think you'll end up at Wednesday one day?
You never can tell in football, can't you? I think that, you know, I'm very, very loyal to not only the man I work for in Tony Stewart. I'm very, very loyal to people as well, whether that be players, whether it be family. I'm very loyal to the core, really. I think it would be pretty difficult to go locally and manage with a passion and the desire I have to win matches. You know, I'm in my lounge at 5 a.m. on the early hours of Wednesday morning in a cold sweat because we lose at Forest. So when it's deep rooted in you like that, then you have to have a bit of decorum and respect, really. So I would say it would possibly be unlikely.
What is so special about this particular new stadium, and that when you get there and the atmosphere and the big games that you've had, you think back to the Preston game in the playoffs, Wednesday, United, Leeds this year, what is it about that place that helps your team so much?
I think the people, I think our supporters. I think the first supporter, of course, is our chairman, who builds it in a fashion where I think it probably cost him an extra so many million, £7-8 million, whatever it was, to make sure it's not got four open sides and it's a complete bowl. And I think the way he's built it in terms of it's like a theatre when you're sitting in the seats, so that's got a lot to do with it. But those seats all sitting empty and would seem a dreary place, or a dreary place is a better word, would seem like. But when you put the Miller support in there, I think there's not a Championship manager, not one, who's not spoke to me about the atmosphere at the New York, whether they've watched a game as a neutral or whether they've been involved in a game. They speak about how it is, and very much like the Britannia Stadium at Stoke City, where in the Premiership people would talk about the people in the Potteries and how good they are. Then the New York is starting to get a similar reputation, and the longer we stay in the in the Championship because of the profile that brings and the media, etc., then the more likely it will be that reputation will continue.
Is this game more important to your team? You're the team that's still got a bit of work to do down there. You know, the Rotherham fans are desperate to win this, and if you speak to Sheffield Wednesday fans, they'll say, we want to win, but our big derby's against Sheffield United. Does this matter more to Rotherham?
Yeah, they tell you lies, don't they? You know, they want to win tomorrow as much as we do. And if the result goes in our favour, they'll play it down. If it goes up, we'll say, well, we told you. Sheffield United need to get out League One before they can talk about a derby, don't they? So Sheffield Wednesday, I can only play them in cup competitions, and unless you earn the right to be in the same level. We've earned the right to be the derby. Sheffield United haven't earned that right. And so Sheffield Wednesday have to put up with us being the derby for a little while longer, I think.
Do you think if you were to win this game and to win it with a bit of style as well, that it would be right up there? It would match the famous victories that you've had in this stadium so far?
There is one focus in the derby tomorrow, and normally results follow performance, but in recent weeks it's not been the case. We were the better side at Nottingham Forest and lost. We were the better side against Wigan and lost. We'd set up for being secondary tomorrow and win the match. You know, it's about winning in your local derbies because it's local bragging rights and such like. And, you know, we need, you know, probably two wins to be secure in the Championship. And every time we turn up to play a match in the next eight, we get an opportunity to make that three points of them. And so that's our focus tomorrow. And we know that's going to be extremely tough. I could name all but possibly one or two players and positional changes that Stuart may make, but I can name that team. It's a proper Championship side. Look at the central midfield, Hutchison and McGugan, you know, and the quality footballers.
Stuart Gray, speaking in his press conference, was full of praise for you and the job that you've done here, and said that you will share a beer after the game, so I hope you've got them in. What do you make of the job that he's done at Wednesday?
I think outstanding, to be fair, because I think Stuart had to endure when Dave went, and he steps up, and there's a little bit inside Stuart when he steps up, whether he's shafting Dave, if that's an expression, and I suppose one or two people might have said that, but you know, Mr. Mandry's decided to, I believe, look at myself and want to do something different. But, you know, there was a man who kept his dignity and kept his real pride and kept his focus on the job and results earning it. And there's nothing better as a football manager or a coach to get results earning you something. And I think he's earned the right now. He's earned the right for the new owners to come in and back Stuart Gray's thoughts and back Stuart Gray's vision. And hopefully gets the time. He's a good man as well. And away from the hustle and bustle of the touchline, then he's... I see him sometimes on our travels, and he's a good man with a good character, and Steve Evans has got a lot of time for him, although we don't speak on a regular basis.
So here's your opportunity to rally the troops then, Steve. What message do you give to the supporters, just finally, before this game?
Be yourselves. Be as you normally are when big games come. So if they deliver that, they'll be outstanding as a support. They need to stick with us at times. There'll be periods in the game tomorrow that we won't have the ball. There'll be periods in the game where Sheffield Wednesday will be the dominant side. I think we expect that. This will be a full-fledged derby, if you like. But I just want our performance levels to be right. I have to believe as a manager that results follow performance. And we've not had that in recent weeks, but we have to believe it as a football manager, a coach, that if you get the results right, if you get the performance right, then the results are right.